with a family member being foreclosed upon, you not only have to deal with the substance of that, you have to figure out how you're going to talk about that in a workplace where you think that that could be stigmatizing.
I imagine that some people will read this article and say, Michelle Martin, you have a husband, a rewarding job, a nanny. If you struggle to balance these things, what hope do I have?
I would say that the truth hurts.
You're saying as hard as it is for you, it will be harder for others.
It's hard. I mean, I think this is one reason, again, I'm grateful to Anne-Marie Slaughter and the other kind of high-profile, you know, white women who kind of opened the door to this conversation. But what I'm also saying is we are all connected to each other. And I understand that there are struggles that they're having, but I'd like them to consider and other people to consider that the struggles that people have who don't have those advantages, and some of those advantages are deep and profound. This is not just a matter of, like, personal truth. Let me just raise one question around the whole question of marriage. What I thought you were going to ask me about is the whole question of marriage, because the marriage rates among particularly African-American women are a lot. There's a big difference. Marriage is not...
You're saying many more women of color are raising their children as a single parent.
Right.
Not as...
And there are a number of people I know from a policy standpoint who feel that we really should be promoting marriage as part of the vehicle of economic opportunity. Well, I'm sorry, you know, Cinderella doesn't live here anymore. And marriage is not necessarily a hedge against poverty. I mean, during the recent recession, black college-educated men had twice the unemployment rate as white college-educated men. The unemployment rate at the height of the recession for white college-educated men was 4%. For black men, it was 8%. So that is my way of saying that the mechanisms that hedge against poverty for some group don't necessarily work for other groups. And so, yes, I do have a wonderful husband and great kids. I'm very grateful for my, you know, professional opportunities and the fact that I can sort of tell these stories. But part of the reason I'm telling this story, I'm telling it in part for the people who don't have access to this microphone, because it has to be said.
We're talking with NPR host Michelle Martin, and the show you created, Tell Me More, Michelle, ends production this Friday. So I just want to ask, of the many memorable segments and interviews that you've created over the years, is there one that in these last few weeks of production you have found yourself coming back to and thinking about again and again?
One story that I come back to, even though we haven't had a reason to talk about it, that dates back to really our first couple of months on the air, which is in 2007, an interview I did with a man named James Harvey. And the reason I go back to that is that his son, Deshaun Harvey, was about to start his junior year at Delaware State University.